The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? There's three of us in the studio.
You got a little hungover as well. Did you have a couple drinks last night?
I did not. I had an invitation to go out last night, and I turned it down.
Wow. Johnny did not. Johnny took up the invitation and went somewhere. And
that's holiday season, yeah, boys.
He's currently trying to dispose of all of last night's consumption into the men's bathroom at this point.
He was in the studio, and he said, guys, I got to go.
Yeah.
And he'll be back, but...
He's going to join us in progress.
Yeah.
So there were four of us here, and then there's only three of us here.
By in progress, you mean us doing this, or and he's calling from in the bathroom?
Talking to your mic.
I am talking into my mic.
He should call us from the shitter.
Yes.
Should we? Can we connect him on the phone line?
Yeah. Well, call the good
Merck,
kid.
Merck, do you know how to connect on that studio? Merck's going to try
Merck
here.
Merck knows how to...
Do you think
this is
pick
a new segment called Johnny from the Shitter.
Johnny from the Can.
Oh, that's good.
Johnny from the can. You could try it. I mean, I don't know if he's going to pick up, and he might just be annoyed.
Well he's always annoyed.
This is
he's been, this week.
What's new?
He's been as annoyed as I've
he's been
seen
very
him.
Tired.
Well, he's working an extra day, guys. He's working on Sundays. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what?
I mean,
all that heavy lifting he's been doing.
You know,
talking Bears,
talking Bears
football.
He's exhausted. On Mondays, he's spent.
Totally.
I mean, he's got nothing.
Totally.
He'll be better next Monday because there's no Bears game. He's not working on Sunday.
You wait till he comes in this door now.
I mean, won't we need him even more next year?
I think, but he also might not. I don't know. You know how he is. You know, but we might need him more next year. You're right. Oh, look who's here. Danny Zetterman, the armchair nutritionist.
Yes, you could come in.
We're trying to call.
We just started.
Yurko was here,
and then he had to go take a shit. We're going to try and call him from the shitter.
Well,
here he is.
Well, I was taking a leak, and he was in the shitter. I hear the loudest noises. Not shit. Not shit noises. And I go, what the hell is that? And Yurko goes, hey, Danny, kid, we're trying to do Unhinged, but no one's here to record it. Go help them guys out.
Merck is here.
So I'm here to help you out.
No, Merck got it.
Is that how he said it, too?
Tommy. All right, peace and love.
Bye, Danny.
Yeah, well, what were the noises like with him shitting, though? What kind of noise?
I think he was done. It was more like the wiping noises.
Oh,
like,
that's the worst.
The reaching, and he's not that flexible.
Sandpaper.
That's the worst. The wiping noise is the worst.
Sandpaper
and wiping noises?
I'd rather hear the turds hit the bowl.
What kind of
wiping
noises?
Well, you know,
it's not the wiping noise.
Wiping.
It's me when I'm going for the reach, and then I go,
I thought you would be okay with that with all the lunging you do at different times.
Yeah, but we're talking about shoulder flexibility here.
All right, talking to the mics, boys. I mean, you too.
I love when Carmen gets really technical during Unhinged.
I mean, like, literally, Waddle's talking like this. He's sitting back in his chair talking, and we're taping a podcast.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen if we tape it poorly?
Well, when you're,
oh, my
God. When you're over here, you can't.
What am I going to do?
These guys aren't wearing headphones, and then they forget
tonight
that they're on the radio.
Fucking radio unprofessional.
If this Unhinged
that should
podcast
be the name of this podcast, Radio Unprofessionals.
Kids listened to by three less people. I am going to be mad at myself.
Why would you say that? We have a sponsor.
I come in here to relax and to bullshit with you guys. That's what I come in here for. Do you think I know what we're going to talk about today? I have no idea what we're talking about.
You didn't
about.
Think that
that's neither here nor there. Yeah. How long have
classes
you been working
session
on the radio?
You're kidding me, gentlemen.
For 20 years.
This
so
is,
you should know to speak into the microphone.
Yurko au naturel.
Mm-hmm.
This is
you guys have nice microphones. Look at this thing. This thing, it basically is I got a piece of
shit. My thing's crisscrossed. It almost looks like it's going to fall apart on me right here.
Waddles is the one that's messed up.
Yeah, my condoms. Nobody got my condoms.
I got a mic condom. That's all I have. I don't have a headset. I don't have a mic condom.
I got a mic condom.
It's hilarious.
It's a professional studio.
Don't disparage, though, who listens and how many people listen. I'm finding out weekly.
Nobody's disparaging anything. I'm just saying if three less people listen this week because I was 3 inches too far away from my mic, I don't give a rat's ass. That's what I'm trying to
say. By the way, I'm finding out throughout the office like that there are more and more people who listen, and it surprises me who listens. Like female employees. Like there's one person who, like, I don't know if I've heard her say more than 20 words.
And she listens?
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, she's the most proper person in the entire office. And I found out that she is, like, the biggest fan of Crosstalk Unhinged.
Bailey is? No kidding.
Yes.
She never said anything to me.
Wow.
We were in Dallas.
At all. She didn't say anything at all.
I talk to Bailey a lot, but she never said how much she likes Unhinged.
I have three daughters that are older than her, and when I walk by, I do one of these and put my hand over my face because I'm ashamed.
A little ashamed. Embarrassed?
I did the splits in front of her office one day. Look at this flexibility. What do you think?
We're talking about workplace now, okay? And coworkers.
Look at the shit.
I can't do the splits. What are you, nuts?
That's the Yurko I know.
I'm being a smart
ass. Not this asshole.
Come on.
Who's been around and been tired the last 3 days. The smile that he's had on his face right now.
Man. Johnny, tell me why what was yesterday? The 8th?
Today's the 8th. Yesterday was the 7th.
December 7th, you're already, jacking it up for Christmas time?
It's the holidays. Sylvie and I are going out tonight.
Guys,
I'm going out Monday. You know how...
Where are you guys going tonight?
Up north. We're going up north. Your spies.
Do you know it's the holidays?
The good fellows,
Where are you guys going?
Perry Arranged
Deer Path.
Perry Arranged the dinner.
You know it's the holiday season when I'm meeting two buddies on a fucking Monday.
Yeah.
And we there's no other day that works, and we're all just like on the text, and we're like, well, Monday? Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We're going to go drink and eat on a Monday night. I would never do that at my age at this time, unless it's the holidays.
Yeah.
So I'm going out with those guys. It's 'tis the holiday season. You should be out celebrating with friends.
Nice.
You clean, you get to the cleanse on Jan 2. We start the cleanse.
I got snookered last night, though, man.
I know, I can tell.
You got smoked, huh?
Yeah.
I said to Yurko.
Well, I'm officiating my buddy's wedding on the 31st.
I know.
Whoa, you didn't know that?
Time out.
Hit the rewind button.
Right. I'm officiating my buddy's
wedding.
You went
and got your license?
Yesterday I went and got it, and I was ordained as a minister.
No fucking way.
Yes.
From the Church of Johnny. This should be a topic on the show today. I said to Yurko before we started.
It's a little private.
I go, hey, what do you want to talk about today? And he goes, I don't fucking care.
He says, this is a little private. He's told you how the different stances he fucking gets into to jerk off, but he won't talk to you about being ordained.
You crossed the line.
Tommy,
you crossed the line.
Today, I think I'm going to bring it up on the show, and we need to do
I like to call it self-adulation.
What are the commandments at the Church of Yurko?
Church of Yurko.
We got to figure that out today. We're going to solicit phone calls.
Thou shalt not be late for a tea time.
Thou shalt not covet.
Do you remember in Family Guy when he started a church, the Church of Fonzie? Hey, he did the Church of Fonzie.
So wait a second. So you are officiating a wedding when?
December 31st.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Because Yurko has said it on the air.
No clue.
Yeah, I put the spiel together.
I know you're going to be great. Can you not be too great to take away from them?
That's the cautionary tale, yes. Mm.
Yes. You can't take away from them.
Well, but you're
basically... It's got to be serious. I also can't, mock the fact that I am the minister of the thing, too,
You're not the show.
I got to take it serious.
Well, it's not stand-up. Aren't you just going through
He's
going
to be doing stand-up, too.
No, I'm not doing stand-up. No, you're right. It's about them. It's about the couple. But, of course, it will be Johnny Handsome officiating.
He's got to be good, but he can't be too good.
Speaking of stand-up, did you guys watch the new Sebastian Maniscalco
yet? I haven't seen it yet.
No, is it out?
It's on Netflix.
And, of course, it's a
when
part
When did it come out?
I watched about half of it last night, but it was late. I didn't start it till 11:15, and I was dozing off.
From Vegas where they're all dressed up?
Well, not all, but he is, and some people in the crowd. He's in a tuxedo. in Vegas.
Like
yeah.
old school
yes,
tuxedo.
That's what he was going for. I watched about half of it last night. Yeah.
Was it great?
He's funny. Yeah, he's funny. I get a kick out of it.
Maniscalco?
Yes, yes.
But it doesn't sound like he was so funny. Like you.
I wouldn't say it's his best special he's ever done. Not, but I haven't seen the whole thing either, in fairness. I haven't. But there's some there. But he's funny. His personalities, he's such a good he's such a good physical comic that he makes you kind of laugh no matter what. You're sort of chuckling. There's like this rolling chuckle the whole time because his facial expressions are funny and he's very good physically. And then every once in a while, like there were a couple times last night, and like I said, I only saw half of it. You like I was in bed watching it, and I just start fucking belly laughing. Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's hilarious. So there were a few of those.
Did he cross the line at all?
Not really. He had some funny stuff where he talked about, I don't know, I won't spoil it for you guys. You guys go watch it.
My wife loves it just from the Italian kind of presentation that comes from him.
Very much.
She appreciates tremendously.
No, so I watched, like I said, probably 40 minutes of it last night, give or take, and I think there's about half still to go. So you guys will check it out. I know how much you like him too, so. But he said comedy and it made me think of it. Anyway, I digress.
So yeah, I can't wait for to hear about your New Year's Eve wedding.
New Year's Eve wedding. One of the rules of my church, obviously.
Save it for the year.
I'm the minister.
Save it for the year.
Is I get 30 minutes with the bride.
First of all,
that's going over the line of being good but not too good.
Oh, is that your presentation when the ceremony starts?
I dare you to use that line.
then if I'm the groom, I'm like, what are you doing with the other 29?
Rehearsal dinner.
Funny.
Hey, Father.
I say, okay, Father, what are you going to do the other 29 minutes?
I like it, Tommy. Right back on top.
I appreciate that, Tom.
Very funny.
Not a problem.
Very funny.
That is not an issue when you get old.
Not an issue when you get old?
One issue. And Blue Chew is.
Blue Chew.
Johnny the good kid and the anteater.
Blue Chew is healed that issue.
Christmas.
No issues whatsoever with that.
Yeah.
I had it fail on me once and once only, and I never go to war without it.
Said never again.
That's it.
It's a good life lesson.
That's right.
Yeah,
know what your weaknesses are and then address them.
100% correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Don't be afraid of addressing
How about bucket list item yesterday when Barkley came on? God. Out of all the things we talked about.
He's made some news. I saw you had Pat Tomasulo this morning. Did you know that?
Talking about that he doesn't manscape?
Both of your voices were on there. No, him talking about wanting to blow up the
Bulls.
Really?
That was on there.
We skipped right over that. We just wanted to hear Charles talk about not doing any manscaping.
That's because he's from an older generation.
59.
What's it look like down there?
We're 55.
I mean, God, it's got to be just...
And I said to Sylvie, at no point in my life I ever think I would hear Charles Barkley utter the words, I can guarantee everything I own. That Larry Bird's never manscaped.
Well, I can guarantee that too. That's just a big thicket down there.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just like
to have
Charles Barkley talk about Larry Bird not manscaping. Awesome. By the way, I enjoyed. I spent most of Twitter today going through Twitter watching NBA people give their best Larry Bird stories because Bird turned 66 yesterday. So McHale's there. I mean, there's all kinds of guys. Chris Mullen and Tom Tolbert from Alabama?
Tom Tolbert, yes.
Yeah, like they're just a bunch of Bird stories that are all great.
He's just a legendary drinker, too.
And a trash talker.
He used to hang out at, what is it, Snickers? What's the...
Snackers, isn't it? It's not Snickers, isn't it? Oh, maybe it is Snickers.
It's a little dirt bar right up the street.
Right downtown
here. I think
it
is Snickers. Yeah.
On State Street.
Yeah. It's like State and Hubbard. Or State and Grand, maybe. Yeah. Or just south of Grand.
And they would say that he would, at one time, I think he had a condo here. And he would sit at the bar and he would just drink here.
They said legendary drinker and trash talker.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, you hear the stories about what he'd say to guys on the floor and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, we did a roll call with Barkley. We went around the set of TNT and we said, does Shaq manscape? And he said, definitely not.
What about Ernie?
And I didn't ask about Ernie, but I said, Kenny's got a manscape.
Yeah, Kenny for sure. He's too well groomed. I don't know. I mean, but Tommy's right. I mean, you're only 4 years younger than Barkley, but there are
February 20th.
That's right.
Yeah.
There are men of a certain generation that's obviously not a thing. Like, if you're my dad's age, you know, like, that wasn't a thing.
No.
It was just a big hairy bush.
Because of Marilyn Chambers, Marilyn Chambers, we had talked about her yesterday. Because I went and looked at, I watched Insatiable her one video.
Of course.
John Leslie was in it.
Yeah. June Holmes. You're doing some research for the show.
I was doing some research.
John Holmes, baby.
Yeah, nothing but Bush everywhere.
Yeah, on the girls, disgusting.
Bush. On the girls, the gentlemen, too. Yeah.
These are generational things. Like they say, it's coming back. It's the 70s. I'm glad we're in the generation nice and cleaned up.
Why? I mean,
nice and clean. I don't like it. I think it's an unsightly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, I remember the first time my dad ever like took me to the health club.
That's right. Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing.
My dad never went to the health club.
My dad would walk around and like he would when he'd get out of the shower, and when you're a kid, you kind of see these things, you know. And he would take the hair dryer and he'd blow dry.
You're a cockwatcher.
And I'd be like, boy,
he was five,
you know,
probably.
You just think it's so your weird. Well, no, I'm talking about when I always thought it was odd. He'd have the hair dryer. And he'd be,
got a towel? Does he have a towel?
No, naked, drying up. And then I'm like, wow, that's weird. That does. And then I was like,
shooting air up the poop chute.
Maybe like 12 years old or so.
You started
13.
Trying?
That's
and
different.
I remember he took, he worked, the company he had worked for at the time,
he's got the whole nozzle by his turd cutter.
No, he was drying. He was blow drying. It's a big thicket. The towel doesn't do it. So you blow dry. So then I'm like 12.
It's like the rough at Olympia Fields.
I'm like 12 years old. And my dad takes me in the morning before we're doing like the dad, you know, you go with your dad to work, and he used to get up real early and he'd go down to the East Bank Club. They had a corporate membership at the East Bank Club. And I'll never forget this. We walked into the locker room.
And there's Chet Coppin.
And there's
doing the same thing.
There's
bowling pin hips.
Sylvie knows, he used to be a member that you come around that corner and then all of a sudden there's the shower, the locker area, and there's 10 guys standing there with hair dryers, blow drying their balls. Big bushes, and I'm like, wow, it's not just my dad. This is like what these guys do.
I can't wait to blow dry my nuts.
With the hair dryer, blow drying their balls. And
the
I'm
towel
like,
just wasn't good
the
enough.
The towel's not enough.
Did you ask your mom what was going on?
No,
mom.
I didn't ask my mom.
Mom, why's dad blow drying his nuts?
I just thought that's. You talk about generational differences. Yeah. There you go. They just got big bushes, and you got to dry it some way, I guess.
Saggy scrotums.
As far as the eye could see, old men in the East Bank Club standing there fucking blow-drying their balls.
Now, like, have you know, Marilyn Chambers did have her shaped like a heart.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah, her
so
bush,
she did do a
so
little
it looked like
shaping.
She was the beginning of, hey, let's make this look a little more presentable.
And you were inspired, so you went in and shaved yours like a pistol.
No.
Like a little pistol.
No, a big arrow. I got a lightning bolt.
a big arrow pointing right towards your cock.
I got a lightning bolt.
Inspired lightning by bolt. Dan Fouts.
A lightning bolt.
He's wearing a Fouts jersey with nothing else on. Hello.
I mean, what would you go with? That would be my signature style.
A lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt right there. I'd say a half inch, half inch in length. Lightning bolt. So
I would need
itself.
An arrow for someone to find it.
I was going to say,
he's got
a lightning bolt, and instead of Thor, the god of thunder and lightning, he goes Dan Fouts.
It says
Dan Fouts.
Sylvie, what were you going to say?
I had the opposite experience. Like when I was like four, and we went to swim lessons at the JCC, the Jewish Community Center in Skokie.
A bastion of athletic accomplishment. Yeah.
Rabbi Rubenstein.
Rabbi Herschel Tuckman.
Good to see you.
That is so wrong.
So, and these were during, like, this is before I'm in school. So, like, my dad's at work.
The Hall of Fame right next door.
You know, and my mom would take me. Oh, so,
newspaper
like,
stand.
We would go to the women's locker room.
Oh, what? God,
so,
what?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you, oh, where do you Lordy. Think I'm going to the men's locker
not
room?
Not at four.
Right, because you're by your, right, okay.
Yeah, so my dad's at work. This is swim lessons.
Oh, boy.
At, like,
oh,
after preschool, like, oh, 2 in the afternoon.
Jeez, they're wearing
so, and my first experience suits. Of the locker room was the exact opposite.
Oh, no.
God. Where all these Jewish moms.
Oh, my God.
And just the big bushes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Just bush everywhere.
It's disgusting.
Just, and the like, scent of salmon
what was
in the
under
air.
There. I didn't know. All I knew was there were bush. It was bush.
Well, when you're young, that was the only
that
thing
is,
you did know.
That's the plural, right? It's not bushes. It's bush.
It's bush.
Just bush.
Bush to your left, bush to your right.
Was it Revenge of the Nerds? We've got bush.
Hand down. I want bush.
I didn't know what. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
Somebody goes to his mom, why does it smell like a cannery in here?
All right.
Oh, God.
But our Johnny, first foray into it, you're right. Everything on TV, if you ever, on the movies, if you ever saw it, like Revenge of the Nerds or Porky's, it was just big hairy beaver.
Like, I didn't know what was down there, what it looked like. Oh, I just thought it looked like...
That's what you had. I didn't know there was anything behind it.
Right. Yeah, I just thought it looked like
nice. That's
beaver.
Why you had the porno mags to learn all that stuff.
What was the basic instinct was...
that was one of the...
Sharon Stone.
She
was well manicured, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Well manicured.
That was kind of like a step in the right direction.
Probably not. Yeah. Yeah. It started by the late 90s. I feel like it had gotten in
more
vogue
normal.
To shave it all off. Yeah. Or, you know, very much of it. I prefer that.
I still don't know why Manscaped doesn't sponsor this with Blue Chew.
No idea.
This is like every week we end up talking about Manscaped. We shouldn't. I used to be called Mr. Manscaped.
What is that eyeglasses place?
Well,
Lazy
think about
Shades.
It. Like,
Shady
Rays. They're still a big sponsor.
More hair promotes more sweat.
They should jump on board.
More sweat promotes more odor. Smell.
Yep.
So get rid of it all. You'll smell better.
100%.
You'll feel better.
Your balls are warm and hot anyway. Yeah. You don't need, you know. You
it's
don't
like
need anything
under my arms, too. I don't want that.
I like to rest them on the bed.
Your balls?
Yeah. Sit there, put them out there, and let them rest.
To what end?
What? No, just let him sit there.
Just
let him sit there. Let him relax a little bit.
Really?
Because gravity's on him all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're wearing underwear.
I get it, but still gravity is tugging and pulling, and the natural forces of gravity want to bring him down to the ground. All I would do is get to the edge of the bed and I just rest them.
Do your balls just go?
You could tell. You could tell they relax themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's a constant sense of stress there. And then the minute you put them on the bed and just let them chill, man, it's like if they could wink at me and say, thank you, partner.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, partner.
You know? Thank you, big John.
Your balls are talking to you.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they could.
Do balls have four eyes? Do each ball have two eyes?
It's cyclops.
So would there be four eyes?
Each ball's a cyclops.
No.
Yeah, one eye.
No,
like
so it's
eyes.
One eye, so there's like two eyes like right, a regular
face. Little Mikey. Your nuts have
like
eyes?
Little Mikey.
Right. Well, he said if your balls could wink at you.
Like Mikey from Mouse
and
Zink.
So I'm saying, like, is each ball a face in itself?
Yeah, well,
or does is it like one eye on one ball, one eye on the other ball to make up two eyes?
Little Mikey from Monsters, Inc. That's what the ball is with that eye.
I think they've got two.
Don't forget about the old stink eye.
My balls have two eyes. Oh, the old stink eye, yes.
Man alive.
How could we forget it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where we go from here.
I don't know. Yeah.
Where do you go, Carm?
Hey, what's on your Christmas list?
I don't know.
It's terrible when your turd cutter's dirty and you know it. You know?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's why, you know, I like to...
Especially
in
the
like
summer
to,
after golf.
That's the worst. I shower immediately.
Oh, yeah. My
Lord. And I'm also so much happier when I'm on schedule and I can take a crap in the morning before the shower because I always dread, like, if I'm...
The light crap after the shower.
Exactly. I've showered, I'm dressed. Oh, now I got to go again. I'm at work, I'm wherever. I'm like, fuck.
Now you're playing from behind.
Because now it's dirty and...
Yeah. I could shit anywhere.
No, I can shit anywhere.
You know that portal outside the Potbellies? If I had to, I could shit.
I don't like
that.
I can shit anywhere. I don't like that I can't then shower.
Gotcha.
I like to, I've told you guys, I get that fucking handle and I turn the jets on full blast and blow that fucking water right up there.
It's like giving,
clean it out.
It's like giving up a crooked number in the top of the first inning. If you take a shit after a shower,
yes,
it's like giving up a three spot in the top of the first.
You're chasing. It set you
all
back.
Day. You're not right. Like, you know what you have, the effort you have to put in?
Do you guys ever have dude wipes, man?
But those
dude wipes, yeah.
Listen, I like
but
dude wipes.
But it's still not the same
not
as being clean.
The same.
I mean, it is, you're clean, but it's not the same as being.
When you're a hairy guy, and we're all, I think most of us pretty, and when
I'm
you're hairy back
I know,
there,
I'm a hairy man.
Even the dude wipes is so much better than toilet paper. But even that, there's some remnants that get stuck in there.
Oh, yeah.
And crusty, and it's nasty. And
the smell.
And one last note. Waddle had, this Waddle's World story has stuck with me, unlike many Waddle's World stories. And I think about it every time I take a shit now.
Oh, boy.
This is how good it was, Waddle.
It's like a snake coming up from the bowl.
It was from the proctologist talking about...
Oh, yeah, baby, how careful... Or you shouldn't even use paper.
Toilet paper.
You should use
toilet paper. Think about this. This is a big scam.
Yeah. You should be using a bidet.
Yes,
but we
that's
don't
what
have them
saying.
In it. I don't understand why it never took off in this country.
Think about this. The analogy that he used. If you had shit on your face, if someone shit on your face, Would you take a piece of toilet paper
and
just dry toilet paper and just wipe your face and call it a day and just move on?
That's a good point. That's amazing.
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
You would fucking take up a washcloth with soap and you would
scour.
Yeah, you would. You would completely.
You take off a layer of skin.
So what's his? Yeah. What's his recommendation? You need
don't
a bidet.
Use water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yes,
water.
We, yes.
You would wash yourself. You,
Rudy Bambich has got a bidet.
I know. I want a bidet.
So what? So like this whole toilet paper scam. Like think about it. Any sort of dirt that we have on our face, we use water,
soap and water.
But yet. We've got shit on our asshole, and we're like,
disgusting.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to use a little Charmin,
yeah.
And we're good.
That's why dude wipes are great.
I can't stop thinking about that story.
We're trying to keep it clean, and here you are just like,
we are?
Wow, you crossed the line.
Just pack that shit into your asshole deeper and deeper. That's why I like having to take a shot. I like, in the morning, get it over with, hopefully, one a day. And then shower and you're clean.
There's no chance I can take one shit a day.
Well, I usually
I'm taking
take
three
one a day,
already today.
Which is remarkable to me, but I took one. Usually one a day. Sometimes
how far,
two.
How far do you insert a finger in your pooper if you know you got still a piece of crap sitting there?
I don't.
What?
I don't.
What?
Don't you push it out?
I don't.
What?
Well, no. If it's hung up in there. I go, is it okay just to go like the first bend of your finger
what
in there?
Are
the first
you
knuckle?
No. What are you talking
about? No, this is the first.
You gotta get it
this
out.
This is the first knuckle.
Why isn't
right
it?
There. What's I'm this talking thing? The bend.
The bend?
The first bend.
What's okay. not coming out?
Is it all right if you just got to fish what, one out of there?
You're not shitting
a pebble,
right.
What's, a pebble? Is it okay to go get a pebble and just fish it out of there?
That's a big dingleberry right there.
Okay, I'm asking.
Disgusting.
If you have to insert your finger internally,
just to animal.
That's
not pop a pebble out.
No.
You know?
What if you got a hangnail?
Disgusting.
What about if you got a hangnail?
I asked the question.
What if you
guys.
Got dirt underneath your fingers?
I asked the question.
What if you were playing golf that day and you had a little
are
fertilizer
really?
Under your
are
fingernail?
You really? I'm digging a pebble out. You think I care about the dirt? You know what I'm just taking out of me?
I'm saying you may have fertilizer on
I
your
mean,
finger.
Come on.
You don't want to insert that into your anus. Yeah. That's no good.
If your turd cutter's not cutting right,
go see the turd cutter doctor.
What are we hard over? Brought to you by Blue Chew.
Oh, God.
Exclusive a partner.
Croatia, Brazil tomorrow morning.
Unhinged.
Croatia, Brazil tomorrow morning.
Oh,
quarterfinal,
yeah.
9 a.m.
You're going to be fully Iraq.
Luka Modric said that we have to be willing to suffer. Because we have to be willing to suffer. No, that means you got to sacrifice. You've got to go on the pitch. You've got to defend with like your life depends upon it. You have to be willing to suffer to be able to beat the Brazilians. And he goes, my people are ready to suffer.
I'm Yurko's got that game, and then the Netherlands plays Argentina after. I'm hard for the Sunday Night Football game. It's Tua and it's Herbert. Dolphins nice. Chargers should be good. I'm hard for that.
Well, Tua bounce back. That's a good one, too.
He was terrible in week 13, and he hasn't been terrible in most games this year. That's the first time all year he started a game that they lost. Think about that.
Yeah.
First time he started a game that
they
the
pounded
lost.
Him.
Yeah, they did.
I'm hard for Vikings-Lions. A division game, like the Lions at home, are they the real deal? Can they beat the team that's running away with the division? They're a favorite at home,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are. They're about
it's an interesting line.
Favorite.
How do you like that game, Carl?
Well, here's the thing I'll say, and Furman will join us today, and I'm going to ask him about this because I promise you pro gamblers will look at that line where it is now, maybe even where it opened. What was it, a month ago, 5 weeks ago? Whenever they played in Minneapolis, the Vikings were about a 6.5-point favorite. Okay, 6.5, 7-point favorite. Now they're a near field goal underdog. Think about that swing. So I'm going to ask Furman.
So the Sharks are probably playing the Vikings.
I would think that they're probably all over it. Like it's one of those that they'll play no matter what, just to get the number. And then if they handicap it and they need to offload it somehow, they'll go ahead and balance out if they don't like as much. But I'm wondering if that's one blind that they all looked at and said, there's no way there's this much of a swing. I'll go ahead and just grab the Vikings now. And like I said, if they get to a point where they need to get out of that position, they can. They're savvy enough to do it, and they've got the bankroll to do it. But I bet you, and I'm going to ask Todd, like how many sharps looked at that and said, "There's no way there should be this kind of discrepancy."
Weird game tonight too, where the number is 7, and your inclination is, "Wow, the Raiders are going to pound them, right?" No Aaron Donald, no quarterbacks. You may have more Baker Mayfield, but the NFL is weird. You know?
It is.
Is that just a game you look at, Carmen? Stay away from.
Yeah, I'm not betting tonight. Yeah. I did have the Rams. The Rams were. I had one winner or two last week.
Was it Rams in Seattle?
Rams. I had the Rams last week. I don't know if I like him as much tonight. If anything, I'd probably take the points, but not a game I want to play tonight.
By the way, I'm hard for a hot stove baseball here in Chicago because I love what both your guys' baseball teams are doing right now. So it's been really fun.
Oh, fuck you.
At least this team did a couple things. I mean, my
team.
Well,
we got to – if they don't get a shortstop, then I'll rage.
Yes.
Like if Swanson gets off the board, they're two gone now.
Two gone now, two to
and,
go.
And if these two go and they don't get one, then I'll join Waddle and Yurko.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
BlueChew.com, Unhinged, at checkout. You'll get a month's supply free. Happy Christmas. Are we going to do one next week? I'm out starting next Friday. Can you squeeze one in before Friday?
No, well, then
we'll
can
do a holiday edition next week.
Yeah, we'll do one next week.
Oh, sure. Happy holidays.
All right, we'll do it next week before we all break out for the new year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?